From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook, and the presidential primary creep continues. Today, South Carolina Republicans made it official. They're moving their primary up to January 19th. That will force both New Hampshire and Iowa to move their presidential contests up if they want to maintain their traditional roles as the country's first primary and caucus. NPR's Tovia Smith has this report.
The mad scramble among states has been going on for months. Picture a bunch of antsy second graders who keep bunching up closer to the front of the lunch line. Every time one kid elbows one step ahead, another does the same. But today, at least one of the crowd decided there was someone they really shouldn't cut.
We at the South Carolina Republican Party respect New Hampshire's historically significant place in presidential politics.
So instead of jabbing an elbow, South Carolina GOP Chair Kaitin Dawson traveled up to New Hampshire today to say,
"We are here to stand shoulder to shoulder with our friends in New Hampshire to reaffirm the importance of preserving the prominent role both of our states play in presidential politics."
It's almost as if Dawson was giving New Hampshire its props, hoping that other states would do the same for him. Dawson says he was forced to move earlier after Florida decided to jump ahead. That set off the chain reaction. That means that New Hampshire has to move, and that will force Iowa to do the same. Both those states have laws requiring them to be a week or so before the next. Do the math, and you can see it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Again, Kaitin Dawson.
Maybe the process may be out of control, but right now we're playing the cards that are dealt us.
So far, New Hampshire is not saying how early it will go. The Secretary of State has repeatedly said he doesn't want to creep into December. And a few months ago, lawmakers changed their law so they don't have to hold their primary on Tuesday. If New Hampshire moves to Thursday or Friday, January 10th or 11th, that would allow Iowa to squeeze in at the very beginning of January. Here's New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner.
It is certainly my preference that New Hampshire is helpful so that others can stay in 2008. But they may not want to stay in 2008.
The Iowa caucuses are set by the parties, and they are now engaged in a kind of game of chicken, with no one willing to commit until everyone else has. Here's Democratic Party spokesperson Carrie Giddens.
With sort of all this jockeying for what's going on, we're going to take a little bit of a wait-and-see attitude, but, you know, I can assure you that we are going to be first.
The wild card in the whole mix seems to be Michigan, a state that was never supposed to be in the first four. Right now, Michigan Democrats are set for early February, but they've pledged that if anyone else jumps the gun, they will cut to the front of everyone, with potentially chaotic consequences. Jason Moon is a spokesperson for the Michigan Democratic Party.
It is possible that we will hold our caucus in December.
One thing looks certain. Even as the calendar is shaping up now, more than half the delegates needed to select the nominee will be committed as of the 5th of February. And as the process moves earlier and the calendar gets more crowded, New Hampshire Executive Council member Ray Wisserick says it's threatening the basic principles of the democratic process.
What is happening really is terribly unfair to all of the candidates that are running for president. If this continued, then all you would have are very wealthy candidates who are going to buy 30-second spots running their campaign. A person would never have an opportunity to look the voters in the eye and explain his positions.
On the upside, moving some contests to December might put a little more breathing room into what is now a very condensed process. But it would also make running for president that much more expensive and that much more prohibitive to all but the most well-funded candidates. Tovia Smith, NPR News.